The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to you. If you're on hold right now, I will make sure that you get on the air to ask your question. So don't hang up because I'm taking calls in order that they have come in. And I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tamika. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Tamika. What's your question today?
My question is, I'm trying to...
Okay, sweetie pie, I need you to speak up. Hold on. You sound really far away. Could you speak up, please? What's going on with your phone? You're breaking up, and I can barely hear you. You sound really soft.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, that's a little better. So what's your question?
Okay. I just wanted to know, I'm supposed to be relocating from Manaus to Florida around October, September, like actually August, because we have to stay with family before the home that she wants to get built down here is finished. So I'm trying to visit here right now, but I'm going back to New York. I've been trying to get a job down here. I haven't gotten through, and I'm also kind of concerned about my living situation, what that's going to be like. So just wanted to know what you saw in those areas for me down here.
Okay,
like
so I'm going to answer. Hang on. Tamika, darling, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but this is what I heard because it came across very garbled, that you're moving to Florida and you're looking for a job. So I'm going to concentrate on the job, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because, yeah, your phone sounds like you're underwater a little bit. Okay, so the power number that's coming up in your cards is the number 3. So I actually think that there's going to be good news coming towards you with an opportunity that presents itself in about 3 weeks. What this says is that the opportunity has more money connected to it. In other words, you will be paid the kind of money that you deserve. Now, one of the things that I would really, really recommend that you decide to think about doing is I would like you to see about getting into the travel industry in some way. So that could be where you get hired at a travel agency. They teach you how to become a travel agent. Then your own travel is discounted as a result of it. Because one of the things I love about you is I love that when people meet you, they really like you. There's been a lot of real struggle here with you, and I think the move to Florida is giving you the opportunity to recreate yourself in some way. But what this says is that there's good, the angels, literally, this is the card of the angels, guiding you toward a new beginning in some way. Now, it is totally different than what you did before, but what you did before contributes to you getting the job. But what this literally says is that you have the opportunity to leave sorrow and past and some of the really crappy stuff that's happened to you behind. And what I keep getting here is I keep getting that there's good news coming to you in 3 weeks. So I hope that helps, Gal Pal. And I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it does sound a little garbled. So yeah, I hope that helps. All right, girl. Thank you so much for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Maureen. This is Vince.
Hey, Vince. What's your question today?
Well, I've been out of work for a couple weeks. I got fired from my last job because, once again, I was blamed for something I didn't do. And they didn't even call me in the office to say, hey, explain your situation. They just believed one person and then they outright fired me. They didn't even tell me why. I found out through the union. So my question is this. On Tuesday, I had an in-person job interview at a chemical company that pays really well. It looks good.
Yeah.
And then I had a recruiter call me from another chemical company on Thursday. He said he's going to forward all my stuff to the hiring manager. So I'm wondering if either one of these are going to pan out for me.
Yeah, actually what this says, first of all, I want you to look at the fact that you're not working at that last job. And it doesn't matter to me why you're not working there anymore. But I want you to look at the fact that you're not at that last job as though it's a blessing. Because it wasn't
right.
A good fit for you politically anyway. It was really a crappy environment, Vince. That's literally what this says. All right? So what I'm seeing here is that you might end up with a choice of both job offers. So what it's saying is that there's good news for you within 6 to 7 days. So I think by the end of next week, you will have at least one job offer. And that whichever one presents itself first, that would be the one I would recommend that you take.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I like the second one better because of the hours. It's 4 days on, 4 days off and everything. So, but whichever one comes first is I'll take. Unemployment has denied me, and right now they're investigating, so I don't know what's going to go on. And I'm eating away my savings.
Again, what I keep getting with you is that this is another thing that I would actually like to recommend to you, is that you and I have been talking ever since I've had this radio program. And I've had this radio program on Blog Talk 2010, okay? And we seem to have a pattern with you where you get into a job and then for whatever reason there's personality conflict or there's a problem that happens and we find ourselves back in this again. So one of the things you might want to do is see if there is some sort of counselor or therapist that you can talk to. And I'm not talking about you talking to a psychic or them telling you have a curse or any of that crap, because that's bull crap. But you talk to a therapist to get out of that energy. And it could be that something as simple as watching YouTube videos and clearing your energy every single time before you go to work. And by the way, I'm going to text you one that I like. So I'll send one to you because it's you got to get into the energy of gratitude and gratefulness and not in the energy that people are out to get you. I actually think that this may be the last time you have to change jobs and that you could actually stay at this next job till you retire. To me, that would be ideal.
And for everybody
else. Thanks for the call. Say that again.
I was just going to say that for everybody out there, you're one of the very few psychics that I trust, and you are so accurate with everything, and your love and energy. Anybody out there who wants to get a reading, got to get a reading from Mona.
Oh, Vince, that's very sweet of you. Here's the thing. I'm just telling you that there's good news coming in the next 6 to 7 days, and all I want you to do is go into gratitude that you don't have to go back to that crappy job anymore.
Okay, will do.
All right,
my
friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Lots of love.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, same to you. Bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the 775 area code. Is this Wendy?
Hi, Mona. Yes, it is. And, Mona, I'm not well. I had my 71st birthday on July the 6th, and I have been paying 20 years on a long-term care policy. I've paid over $53,000. It's a very rich indemnity plan. This company is not jumping up and down about approving me. I talked to Jane, and then I switched immediately over to Tina. Will I be approved before the end of August, or when and if will I be approved?
So, first of all, you're going to start rattling a whole bunch of cages, all right? What it's actually saying here is that I'm not sure that it's a woman that ultimately helps you. What this says, it's a man that helps you. So one of the things that you might want to do you have a, Wendy, do you have a Twitter account?
No, I do not.
Well, because I have to tell you, whenever I have had a issue in customer service, and especially with very large companies, I will send out a tweet to the company about the service. Now, I'm not the B word about it. I'm actually very polite about it. And I, at 98% of the time, I get a response. I'll give you an example. So I got delayed at the airport in Reno, and I was flying Southwest. Well, we ended up having to wait for 5 hours after the actual flight time to take off. And I actually tweeted the airlines and said, hey, you know, why isn't there some sort of travel voucher for people that have to wait this long to get on a flight? Well, they almost immediately responded back to me, and I ended up with a travel voucher. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the way to get attention is not by doing it the nice way, which is the way you're doing it. You're still going to do it the polite way, but you're going to bring your issue out to a public forum. That's how you get attention. According to this, yes, you get your benefit. Yes, the benefit comes around September, but it's a man that helps you with the benefit, not a woman.
Okay. And is this man outside of the insurance company that starts with a U?
This man might be an attorney. So he might be someone that actually is a senior advocate. So one of the things that I would recommend is that you reach out to AARP and see if there's someone there that can actually answer that question for you. Because, you know, AARP is an incredibly powerful organization. So it could be that it set up a Twitter account. I'm really, really firm on this. And that you tag AARP and you tag the insurance company on Twitter. And you say, having a huge issue getting the benefit that I've paid $53,000 into over my lifetime.
You know what? That's an incredible idea about contacting AARP. But I know for a fact that if I have attorney represent me, there'll be a cut in my indemnity benefits.
But let's start with, there's a man here that helps you. So the man could be someone at AARP. The man could be someone that is a supervisor or manager at the insurance company. But what's going on here is that you're shining light on a problem that I'm sure there are thousands, if not millions of people, that when they get to the point of actually being able to claim their benefit, that they end up being denied. And so that's why reaching out to AARP as, you know, one of their senior advocates, because you're already a member of AARP, so you call and you ask, what are the resources? What I'm telling you is that, yes, you actually get a benefit. This is saying the power month is September, but you can't just sit around and wait for someone to respond to you. You have to be a little bit more proactive here, Wendy. But what this is saying is that there's success coming to you in September. But what I'm actually wondering is that not only would I reach out to AARP, but I would also dial the 211 line in your city, because that's a community resource line. And what that does is you can actually say, you know, I'm having an issue with getting my insurance claim. It may be that the community has some pro bono legal help that can help you. So the last thing in the world that the insurance company wants is that they can't be trusted with paying out a benefit. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I think I intimidated them somewhat because I was very polite. And I mentioned that I've worked in a similar environment for 23 years, including the Department of Insurance. And, ooh, they did not want to hear those words.
Okay, but here's the other thing you might do is that one of the things that I absolutely totally admire about you, Wendy, is that when you get a thought in your head, you're kind of like a pit bull with a bone, all right? There's this wonderful tenacity that you have and that you're not going to go away. So when you start rattling the cages of all of these different people that can actually jump on your issue, what happens is that I think that they're going to approve your claim sooner than later because the last thing they want is your story to go public. Because here's the other thing, is that you could, if you still don't get satisfaction, you could reach out to your local news station and actually explain your story. You could reach out to the Today Show and basically say, you know, we have an issue with XYZ Insurance Company. I've paid all this money into this insurance company for a long-term disability, and now they're denying my claim at age 71. So that's the last thing an insurance company needs is any negative publicity. So what would happen
And there is a lady named Margaret from High Cap that is helping me from the state of California. And I know what to say. I've got MRI, CT scans, clinical records,
all right.
Occupational
yeah, I'm
therapy.
Not doubting, honey bunny, I'm not doubting that at all. All I'm trying to tell you is that we got to start rattling the cages in a much bigger way than you were rattling the cages. Okay.
Okay.
And then as soon as you start doing that, they're going to very quickly address your issue, and that's what we want. All right, gal pal, gotta go. Thanks for the call. See you
Brilliant
later.
Suggestions. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. See you later. Bye. I've got somebody here from. I'm gonna go to area code 860. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Alma. Thank you.
Oh,
how are
hi,
you?
I'm great. What's your question?
Okay, so I've been doing basically this year, since December, my birthday actually, a lot of karmic family scraping off the barrel stuff. I'm getting right to the point. So it's like the minute I went to Florida actually in June, and it was like the corkscrew of the champagne bottle popped open. And there's a lot of flow, but there's a little bit of stagnant going on right now, and I'm just wondering, basically in the summer, do you feel things getting better for me socially? It's been very topsy-turvy.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's been a very exhaustive couple of years for you, and you've put a lot of energy out there. Now, here's the thing, is that basically what I want you to do is step back from anything that causes you drama or pain or anything uncomfortable, all right? Because here's the thing. You're about to basically recreate a family. You're about to actually have people in your life that you're going to treat just like family, all right? So what this keeps saying, what it keeps saying in your cards is keep being yourself, all right?
Okay.
And it's you don't hide anything that you've been through. If people ask you, you literally allow yourself to explain your own journey.
Absolutely.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what this keeps saying here is it keeps saying that you've got this amazing opportunity to create your own family. So you might want to look at some of the spiritual churches around you where you live and just start go to the back of the room and sit there and feel the vibe. Because I know that your own intuitive ability is super tuned in, and it may be just sitting in the moment and seeing who is attracted to you. Because
Go ahead, please, and then
I'm just saying that there is a lot of wonderful blessings falling on you right now, but it's been so hard. Dealing with a lot of your own crap and your family and all that stuff over the last couple of years that I think that you haven't been seeing the blessings that are falling on you. And that's why I want you to go to.
Oh, it's so, I mean, it's just been so, you know, I'm legally blind, and I'm not that pity party lady. You know that. I have a lot of spunk in me.
Right.
I'm a warrior. You know, it's a street fighter warrior. Everybody's included. That's my message.
Right.
Being your authentic self. Nobody's excluded. We are all the same in the body of ocean water. That is
right.
All.
Right. Okay.
You know, and
right.
So,
Hang on.
So, go ahead.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
I know that you're a warrior. I know that you've beat the odds in a lot of ways. But what I keep getting and what is coming up in your cards is that blessings are falling on you right now, which is a more feminine energy, not a masculine energy.
Okay.
So this is you being open to receive some of the gifts and blessings that are actually coming towards you right now. All right?
Okay.
So it's not, we don't fight it. All right, girl, I got to go, but I think you got this.
Do you know when this might be happening, creating the family? Do you have a certain month or something?
Yeah, actually, the power number coming up in your cards is the number 5. So I think that there's something that happens within the next 5 weeks that you find. It's like you're finding your tribe. That's what I keep getting. So, all right, sweetie pie, thanks for the call. See you later.
God bless. Thank you.
Same to you. Okay, bye. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Evelyn. Hey, my question is, how are you? I'm going to book a flight to go see my mom. Do you think I should book it earlier? Because I'm looking at prices, and they're quite a difference. Should I book it in August, or should I wait till September?
Are you booking on Southwest?
No, it's going to be international. It has to go to Canada.
Oh, okay. There's a new airline that flies to Canada that actually, and I can't remember the name of it. If I remember the name of it, I will text you. But what I'm getting is that there's a new discount airline to Canada. So I would search on Google flights to Canada, but I would prefer that you go in August because according to this, it seems like August would be better weather-wise, and I think that your mom would be in a much better space to see you in August.
Okay.
So I'm leaning towards August. Specifically, leaving on August 12th or 13th.
Right, exactly. I was kind of looking at those dates just now.
Okay, but look on Google. I want to say it might be Flair Airlines, but look up Flair Airlines. They leave on specific days of the week, but they're a much less expensive flight that I've found. So, all right, girl, I think you got it. Thanks
so
much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. I've got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
I'm wondering what you're picking up about my life partner, if you see him coming in before or after I find my new place. I've been feeling him for months and looking for him.
He's coming up right here, but he's in a kind of a crappy situation right now. And I think that he's in a process right now of getting out of an uncomfortable or bad situation himself. So it's interesting because, you know, it's funny because I see you recreating your life, Jessica. I see him doing the same thing, but he's in a really crappy situation.
What? Me too. Me too.
Yeah. So what it's saying here is that the two of you find each other exactly when you're, and I know this sounds like divine timing, whatever, but what this literally says is that you find each other once you're both in the right place. So that's why I know that it's after your move that you meet him.
Any idea when that's going to happen? I've been floating around for months.
I understand. There's a door opening for you in about 5 weeks for a situation that actually ends up being just right for you. Now, Jessica, it might be a temporary thing, But when, again, mm-hmm. you've got to look for the door flying wide open instead of it being a struggle. So it could be that it could be someone that's traveling for a few months to Europe and says, will you stay at our house and just keep an eye on things and pet our cat? And you would be able to live there without being charged anything. So I'm almost wondering if you might, and this is, I just got this idea for you, and I've never told anybody else this before, so I know it's actually specific for you. I want you to go to the local travel agent offices and go in and say, I do house sitting while people are away.
You know, we talked about this. We spoke about this like a month ago maybe or something. And I was like searching around. I'm not doing anything related to this anymore. I've worked so hard to try to like move this along, and Spirit's like, just stop. Just enough already.
Well,
it's all wasted energy. I would love to house sit or cat sit. I would love that.
Okay. So
I texted all these
realtors
I know. Yeah.
Actually, you know, the realtor, the funny thing is I've never told anybody to actually go to travel agencies. And,
I haven't
say,
heard
look,
that.
So what you might want to do is go get reach out to Vistaprint, get some cards printed that you do house and cat sitting.
Okay.
And you charge a modest amount, but you get to stay there for free. See, that's what we need right now is something temporary for you. So,
yes.
All right, my friend, I got to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Mona.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.